This episode is brought to you by Fresh Victor, the all-natural, clean-label cocktail mixer that brings the expertise of master mixologists into your home.
Hello?
Hey, H, it's Dan. We're planning a new Fresh Victor ad, and I need a quick update on what's new.
Absolutely, Dan. Fresh Victor's thriving. We continue to offer a variety of unique blends with modern flavors that cater to all tastes. Our ingredients are all fair trade sourced, and there's no artificial additives. Plus, our mixers are produced in a 100% solar-powered juicing plant with zero waste.
What's your latest Fresh Victor mixing tip?
Well, Dan, spring is in the air, and April is National Brunch Month, which means mimosas all day. Just 2 ounces of any Fresh Victor flavor with about 4 ounces of your favorite sparkling wine makes an amazing mimosa. You should try it.
Mixing one up as we speak, my friend. And hey, is that promo code for my listeners still available for 20% off at freshvictor.com?
Absolutely. The code is still valid.
Remind me, what's the code again?
It's FVDAN20.
Could you repeat that, but a bit slower and clearer?
Sure. It's FVDAN20. But Dan, you're not planning to use this call as the ad again, are you?
No.
Yeah, we're expecting a fully produced ad.
We're going all out. Sound effects, music, the works.
Music?
Yeah. Any preferences?
Well, I've been into Brazilian conga music lately.
Brazilian conga music it is. O&H, could you do me a favor and say that tagline I always use at the end of the Fresh Victor spots?
You mean, now's the time to treat yourself to the very best mixers on the market, and that's Fresh Victor?
Exactly, but can you say it with a bit more flair, like I do?
You're not recording this for the ad, right?
I promise. This is just for reference.
All right. Now's the time to treat yourself to the very best mixers on the market, and that's Fresh Victor.
Cut. That's a wrap. Thanks, H.
Wait, did you just say cut? Dan, are you...
Well, pour yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. Well, this is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
Welcome, everybody, to What We're Drinking. Are you in the mood for a drink?
How about a Fresca?
Oh, Judge Smales. He was the best. Appreciate you being here, everybody. Those of you who pay close attention to such things might notice that today's episode posted a day later than usual. Usually we go up on Tuesdays. It's Wednesday. What can I tell you? We had an issue, a fire that needed to be put out at What We're Drinking headquarters. Not a literally a fire, but a proverbial fire, and everything's good. But that's why we're a day late. I apologize to anyone out there who woke up Tuesday morning crushed that their favorite podcast was not up with a new installment. I'll try to make it up to you today, but I can't promise anything. It might not be that good. Speaking of people who listen to the show, I got a message via the Instagram from a listener named John, who asked, Dan, can you offer any wine pairings for people who are on a budget? I imagine what John meant was wine and food pairings. And yeah, you know, John, I'm here for you, buddy. You know, look, a lot of ink and hot air has been spilled over the act of pairing, which is combining food and drink effectively to create a taste that is greater than the sum of its parts. That's what we're talking about. But what no one ever seems to talk about, however, is that you can add good wine to shitty white trash meals to make them not only slide down your gullet more quickly, but to get you a little buzzed so you forget about the fact that you're eating Kraft macaroni and cheese for the third time in a week. So, all right, John, I'll give it a shot, buddy. This is my attempt to reconcile my past, my poor past, with my affluent present. Bon appetit, motherfucker. All right. We're going to start with a fried bologna sandwich with Gloria Ferrer Carneros Chardonnay. I repeat, fried bologna sandwich, Gloria Ferrer Carneros Chardonnay. The intensely unctuous bologna calls for a well-rounded wine that strikes a delicate balance between fragility and belligerence. And don't forget to add the mustard. My second pairing I'm going to recommend to you, John, is a bucket of KFC original recipe with Geyser Peak Sauvignon Blanc. Oh, yum. And you know, I'm telling you this because the Colonel's Fried Chicken begs for a wine with bright acidity and herbaceous flavors to temper the spontaneous coronary artery dissection you just suffered while eating it. Don't sue me, KFC. It's just jokes. Just jokes. Another one for you, John, on a budget. Hamburger Helper with Conundrum California Red. Love that Conundrum California Red, and I love Hamburger Helper. But here's the thing. Why do they call it Hamburger Helper when we all know it's the pasta getting the help? It's quite the conundrum. See where I'm going with this? Okay. And finally, John, I'm going to bring you back to the old, going way back to my childhood here. Chef Boyardee Beefaroni with Boone's Strawberry Hill. You know why, John? Because hell, if you're going to surrender, you might as well surrender completely.
We shall never surrender!
I remind you to follow me on Instagram at The Imbiber. Podcast is at WWD underscore podcast. We like to post videos and photos and such. And now we're going to go into one of our most popular segments. We haven't done it in a while. It's called Drinks of the Week. Drinks, drinks, drinks of the week. Drinks, drinks, drinks of the week. Drinks, drinks, drinks of the week. It's what we're drinking with Dan Duns. Drinks of the week.
Jazz hands.
First up, new product, a recent product, I guess you could say, from Liquid Death. Liquid Death. I've talked about it on the show before. They got the water, sparkling, various clean drinking water. It's all in cans. They don't use plastic. They're trying to fight pollution. And it's cool looking, man. It says death in it. Liquid Death, right? So I have been a fan of this brand for quite some time. And now I'm even bigger fan because they came out with something called Liquid Death Dust. Wait, let me repeat. Liquid Death, Death Dust. So you do double death. Liquid Death, Death Dust. Liquid Death has expanded their product lineup with this. And Death Dust is an electrolyte drink mix. Now, I always recommend responsible drinking, but look, every once in a while, you're going to overdo it. And I have done this myself. And what I've found now, so I come home and I got a pretty good buzz going. Like, I know that I'm going to be feeling it in the morning. I get myself a big, tall glass of water and I put in some Death Dust. They got lime, severed lime, they call it. Mango chainsaw and convicted melon are the flavors. I don't care what flavor I use because I'm drunk, but I pour it in there and I stir it up. And usually I do about 12 to 16 ounces and I chug that thing, man. I get it in me before I go to bed. And then I go and I take a long pee so they don't pee the bed. But I'm telling you, I feel like $1 million. And if I have another one in the morning, it's like I never had a drink. It's like I just worked out almost. That's the how good I feel with this Death Dust. I'm a fan. I'm all in on Liquid Death, Death Dust. Now, if you want to get this stuff, and they are not a sponsor, I'm just telling you about this product. I will tell you that they did send me the Death Dust, but they're not a sponsor. Not paying me anything to tell you this. I'm telling you this because it's friggin' true. $17.99 for a 12-pack. So you get 12 little packages that have the dust in there. I know, whatever. And it's four of each one. The severed lime, the mango chainsaw, the convicted melon. If you want to know, if you're worried about, it's only 35 calories per little packet. You got vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, all the Bs. They're all in there. Lightly sweetened with cane sugar and dextrose. And I loved that show, by the way, Serial Killer. Remember dextrose? And yeah, if you want to get it, it's on Amazon. That just started in February. And order it up. Liquid Death, Death Dust. Okay? Okay. That is product number one that I'm going to tell you about. I also want to tell you about Cliff Lady. Cliff Lady is a wine that I have probably mentioned on the show before. If I haven't, I've been remiss. Back in 2002, a man named Cliff Lady decided to rock the Napa Valley wine scene by snagging 60 acres in the Stag's Leap District, which anybody who knows wine knows that's one of the most exclusive winemaking areas in the world. That was back in 2002. Today, Cliff Lady Vineyards sprawls over 160 acres of the best dirt in the Stag's Leap District, Calistoga, and Carneros. They have expanded. This place is like the Disneyland of Bordeaux variety wines, minus the long lines and overpriced churros. The director winemaker there is a guy named Christopher Tynan, very well respected. Travis Bullard is the winemaker. The guy is a magician. This is a dynamic duo there. Make sure every bottle is worth its weight in liquid gold. Now, if you're in the Napa Valley, this you got to go. This tasting room is where wine, music, art, architecture, Mother Nature, they all have a group hug here. It's a full-on Napa Valley lifestyle experience, minus the need to mortgage your future. You want to feel like rock royalty? Check out their backstage tasting lounge at Cliff Lady. But you got to remember to call ahead. You need reservations for that. It's rock and roll. That's the theme at this place, right? If you're looking to swirl, sniff, sip your way through some of the best Bordeaux this side of, Bordeaux, Cliff Lady Vineyards has got you covered. It's great. One of my favorite places up there. And they have a couple of new expressions that have come out. Most notably, well, the ones I tried over the weekend were the 2021 Cliff Lady Rhythm Cabernet Sauvignon, which, oh boy, this comes from the Poetry Vineyard, which up until now has not been represented by its own expression in the Cliff Lady portfolio. But now they're doing this. A 37-acre site. It's some of the best grapes up in the Napa Valley. And this Cliff Lady Rhythm Cabernet Sauvignon, oh, it's so good. It's $125 a bottle. But, it's worth it. And then the other one that I tried over the weekend, which really blew me away, was just the 2021 Cliff Lady Cabernet Sauvignon. Just the straight-up one, not the Rhythm. Although this has Rhythm. It's, oh man, it's just full bodied. It's got such great balance to it. It's such a good wine. And it's only $80 for that one. And I know that sounds expensive, but not for these wines. Not for these damn wines. So good. Cliff Lady, L-E-D-E is how you spell that, by the way. Cliff, if you don't know how to spell Cliff, I can't help you. Come on. And finally, oh, ready to drink cocktails. What a time to be alive, huh? Back in the day, you actually had to learn a skill like mixing drinks to impress someone. Now, rip open a fridge at the nearest convenience store and bam, you're a mixologist. Hey, look at me with my fancy cranberry vodka splash. Took me all of 2 seconds to crack this baby open. It's like we've given up any semblance of effort. The pinnacle of human achievement, folks, pre-mixed booze in a can. And if you sense sarcasm, well, there is some. Granted, there are a few pros to these RTDs, as they're known. Convenience, folks. It's like the fast food for booze. You're out there, you had a long day, and the last thing you want to do is play bartender. Just want to crack open a can, pretend you're on a beach somewhere, not stuck in your studio apartment with a leaky faucet. And you got the variety. It's like every flavor combination, many of which shouldn't exist. They do. Oh, here's a peanut butter and jelly martini. Who asked for this? Who sat there and thought, you know what my alcohol needs? A little bit of a grade school lunch. It's anarchy. I say anarchy. Now, allow me to offer counter arguments to the pro points I just made. That's right. I'm schizo like that. First, the taste. Let's be honest. Half these drinks taste like the chemical love child of cough syrup and regret. But it's so convenient, you say. Sure, if your idea of a gourmet meal is a microwave burrito, and there's the cost. You're paying premium prices for the privilege of not stirring a spoon. We'll stick with our earlier theme, the PB&J. It's like buying a pre-made PB&J. It's gourmet price because you don't want to spread the peanut butter on the bread. Come on. And let's not forget the illusion of choice. You think you're getting this wide variety, but really it's just the same basic alcohol with different shades of artificial flavoring. So there you have it. Ready-to-drink cocktails, great for convenience, not always so great for your taste buds or wallet, but hey, at the end of the day, it's all about what makes you happy. There's a plane going by. Do you hear it? Normally I'd stop talking, but I want you to hear the plane. There it goes. Right outside our studio. Someone's flying somewhere. I like to walk. I'm walking here.
I'm walking here.
Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, our latest offering, ready to drinks. That's right. Our latest offering from Jack Daniel's. It's Jack and ginger ale in a can. Care to guess what's in it? Yeah, that's it. You know, it's called Jack and Ginger Ale. I believe that's what it's called. Yeah, Jack and Ginger Ale. It's made with real Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey and ginger ale. And that's what it tastes like. It's a little sweeter. It's fine. It's fine. Again, convenience, man. You pop those in your backpack, take them down to the beach, you throw them on ice, it's good. You know, you're ready to go. I'm not going to knock it, but how hard is it to make your own? I mean, look, each can is equivalent to one cocktail, all right? It's about $3.50 a can. They do the four-pack for $12.99, individual can for $3.50. That's not bad for a drink, until you consider a whole 750-milliliter bottle of Jack is like, what, $16, $17? You get a two-liter bottle of Schweppes ginger ale, $3. So $20, you got a lot more drinks going. I'm budget conscious. That's all I'm saying.
A little slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
Mr. Cranston, welcome back to the What We're Drinking Lounge. It's wonderful to see you.
Hello, everyone.
What'll it be?
Like a vodka tonic with a little squeeze of lime or something like that. Stay away from anything that would stain the teeth like red wine.
Perhaps we could do a shot together?
Why would we do that?
Oh, well, last time you dropped by, we shared a shot of Jägermeister, remember?
I hated it. It smelled like cleaning fluid.
Ah, I see, sir. Well, how about some mezcal, then?
I want to be seduced into it.
How about some mezcal?
Yes, the celebrity is truly behind it.
Cheers.
It's really good.
Would you like another?
Don't let anybody tell you that what you like to drink is silly or whatever. It's right for you. Good for you.
So that's a yes?
You're out of your mind.
All right then, sir. So you're taking it easy.
Keeping track of time is so difficult right now.
I hope you enjoyed your time here today, sir.
You were great. The celebrity is truly behind it.
It's always good to see you.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Yes.
Righto.
You were great.
You too, Mr. Cranston.
Well, thanks.
I did a little day drinking this past weekend, particularly on Sunday. I'm from Philadelphia. I live in Los Angeles. My Philadelphia 76ers were in town playing the Lakers and the Clippers. And on Sunday, we went to the Sixers-Clippers game, an afternoon game down there at the, whatever the hell they're calling it now, the Crypto.com arena. What happens when Crypto.com goes out of business? I don't know. Maybe we'll give it a new name. It used to be Staples Center. Now it's Crypto.com. Went down there, did some day drinking, kept it going. A lot of fun. As I told you, that's why I had to drink my liquid death later that made me feel better. But it got me thinking about day drinking. And we all do that, right? People, Sunday fun day. Don't say Sunday fun day. It's stupid. It's stupid. And if you own an article of clothing that says Sunday fun day on it, you need to take it and burn it right now. I'm saving you from embarrassment. Okay? Trust me on this. But I made a little list. I like to make lists of the do's and the don'ts of day drinking. I'm going to share it with you. If you've got a pen and paper handy, I'll wait a second. You can pull it out. Okay, good. Ready? Take some notes. This is the do's and don'ts of day drinking. Do be aware that regular day drinking early in the week, when most other responsible adults are, you know, working, may cause certain judgy types to cast aspersions. They whisper things like, "My neighbor Doug's an alcoholic," or, "Doug, you're scaring the children," or, "For Christ's sakes, Doug, put some pants on." Don't let their sanctimonious bullshit attitudes get to you. Remember, Doug, as some genius in the world of booze once penned, nobody likes a quitter. So keep on keeping on, my friend. Do understand that with every gulp, your once noble quest to tackle the day's agenda morphs into a crusade to revisit failed relationships via text. Because nothing says, I've grown as a person, quite like a drunken, you up at 2 p.m. on a Monday. Don't be shocked when your afternoon escapade through time lands you in a future where the only thing you've accomplished is a deep philosophical debate with a street lamp. Spoiler alert, the street lamp wins. Do remember that day drinking on a Tuesday is a bold statement. It says, I'm not just unemployed, I'm unemployable. Don't forget that day drinking is like a time machine. You start at noon, and suddenly it's midnight, and you're not sure how you got there. Do try and remember that proper day drinking mandates eventually switching from mimosas to margaritas. Don't act surprised when your social circle suddenly expands to include park benches, garden gnomes, and stray cats. Remember, in the realm of day drinking, loneliness is just a sober illusion. Do you really think a man of your age should attempt a backflip? Okay then, go for it. Don't forget, day drinking is eco-friendly. You're recycling yesterday's regrets into today's mistakes.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
There's my list. You're welcome. I think we're going to wrap it up for today. Yeah, just no guests today, just me, rambling. Rambling on, singing that song. I want to remind you once again, follow me on Instagram at The Imbiber Podcast, at WWD underscore podcast. Coming up in the future, friend Trishel Canatella is going to be on, the winner of season two of the Trade, what's the what's the show called? Traitors. The Traitors. Trishel won The Traitors. She used to be on The Real World. You know her. You love her. She's great. Our old friend, Claire Copey. She's not old. She's young and vibrant. But our longtime friend, Claire Copey from Somme TV, wine expert extraordinaire, is going to be joining us. We're going to be doing a spring wine. Why can't I talk? I'm not even drinking alcohol. Spring wine extravaganza. That's coming up. Maybe next week. I don't know. Week after. And others. Other stuff happening right here on What We're Drinking. I want to thank you for joining us. I know you got a lot of options, so many podcasts to listen to, but you chose to spend time with me, and that makes me feel good. So much so, I'm going to leave you, dear friend, with words of wisdom from our friend, the last barman poet.
Last barman poet. Right. Give us a kiss, you sexy beast! Oh, yeah. I see America drinking the fabulous cocktails I make. America's getting stinking on something I stir or shake. The sex on the beach. Yeah. The schnapps made from peach. The velvet hammer. The Alabama slammer. I make things with juice and froth, the pink squirrel, the three-toed sloth. I make drinks so sweet and snazzy, the iced tea, the kamikaze, the orgasm.
Ooh, hands up the merchandise.
The death spasm. The Singapore sling, the ding-a-ling.
Jiggling.
America, you're just devoted to every flavor I've got. But if you want to get loaded, why don't you just order a shot?